A lot of time spent this week, Senator, on a couple of different tort reform measures. Tell us about what went down on Tuesday night into Wednesday.
Yeah, we had one of those long marathon sessions on the floor. We go into session at 10 o'clock and then leave and have committee members and all that, and then came back in, and we spent over 20 hours on the floor with this one bill, which didn't end till the next morning. Long night, and I think we finished it up basically about noon the day after. So, but it's beneficial, worked out well, and it dealt with St. Louis always been labeled a judicial hell hole of judicial proceedings and the amount of the awards. So we took that up, got a reasonable compromise worked out with both parties. Neither one were overly happy. I'm happy to get it done. We've tried to do this for I don't know how many years. It modifies the process for awarding punitive damages, takes away that ability to bring back meritless cases and keeps them out of there and lets them really function on what they ought to do and handle the way it should be done. So it was 20 hours on the floor well spent. Makes it a tough next day, but that's okay. We got out here and got a little bit of rest after that. When it's on the floor like that, you do have to stay in the building. Now you go to your office, if the filibuster's talking about restaurants or movies or something unpertained, you really can't leave. And they constantly call roll calls through the middle of the night, so you have to be alert and get back to the floor really fast to keep from ending the bill. But overall, it's well worth it. I'll stay any night if we can do something constructive.
One of your bills that deals with EpiPens?
It did go through committee. It's a really simple common bill, but it's a really important bill to me. I like to work on stuff to help the local people, and especially rural fire department people. They get paid nothing or almost nothing, you know, $3 or $5 a call, but they're so totally dedicated, and they never ask for money, but just equipment. And so I was approached last year at a fall festival about maybe fire departments, the state supplying EpiPens for fire departments where they can use. So I introduced it and got it out and passed it, and my gosh, about a record time on the floor. It didn't take any time at all. And no dissenting votes, but basically it will allow up to 6 EpiPens a year for fire department, rural fire department, not city fire department, not metro, but anything that's not tax-based in a city can get up to 6 EpiPens. And often these rural fire departments, I mean, the guy may just live across the hill or, you know, down the road a mile or two, and an ambulance may take 45 minutes to get there. In our area, where someplace could take longer than that, especially if both ambulances have tied up making a hospital run or had to make a hospital run to Springfield or to a major city. So I think that's a good deal. And along with that, they have to take training, and being dedicated rural fire department people, they will take the training. They'll be happy to have it. But we worked out the different people that could do it. And basically, they're almost foolproof from what doctors testified for me. But that could save a life. The total bill is going to be under $200,000 a year, and I actually think it'll be a lot less than that. I don't think all departments will use that many, and the expiration date isn't really thorough on it, so they can still use it. Hopefully, that's a tool that the rural fire department people can use to save lives.